This is KHOL News. I'm Robin Vincent. Thousands of people across the globe ran 2.23 miles on Friday to honor Ahmaud Arbery. Arbery, an unarmed black man, was shot by two white men, a father and son, while he was jogging in a Georgia neighborhood. He was killed on February 23rd, hence the significance of 2.23 miles.
It's right at the fence. 2.23.
Under a cloudless spring sky, Augusta Friendsmith and Ernie Rodriguez laced up their sneakers and hit the Elk Refuge Road. Friendsmith ran for a few reasons. For one, Friday was Arbery's birthday, and she wanted to join in a global day of action to honor what would have been his 26th trip around the sun. Friendsmith says she also ran as a protest.
Black America and white America are living in two very different realities, and we need to stand up against racism in America and fight against these antiquated citizens' arrest laws that empower racists to grab guns and hunt down their neighbors, that both empower these acts and then protect them once they happen.
It took 2 months, a leaked video that captured Arbery's killing and mounting public outrage for Arbery's assailants to be charged and arrested. That happened just last week. The suspects reportedly chased down Arbery in their truck because they thought he was involved in a string of break-ins. One of the shooters was a former police officer. That's worth noting when it comes to the way local authorities handled the case. Their actions are under scrutiny now and may be the subject of a federal investigation. It's also notable, given black men are 2.5 times more likely to die at the hands of police than white men. That's according to 2019 research published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Arbery was killed doing what he loved, running. Jason Vaughn, Arbery's high school football coach, launched the global run that drew thousands of people to the streets with this in mind. And Arbery's love for running is partly what brought Ernie Rodriguez out to the Elk Refuge on Friday.
You know, I'm running for Ahmaud because he can't run anymore. This weekend, Mother's Day forever for his family will be changed from this point forward. It won't be a happy occasion. It will be a very sad occasion every year. And all due to a reckless, senseless, horrible, cruel act.
5.5 miles away, Maggie Stewart walked 2.23 miles in her Rafter J neighborhood.
That's where I live, so down in the neighborhood on the bike path.
She says Jackson may seem a world away from the coastal community of Glynn County, Georgia, where Arbery was killed. But racial violence in America is widespread, she says, and no part of the U.S. is immune.
Even though geographically we're really far apart, unfortunately, you'll see instances of racism all over our country. And I feel like the more that we can do to bring awareness to what's happening to people of color in our country, the more likely justice will be served for those who murdered Ahmaud and other perpetrators of racial violence in our country.
Stewart says when she learned about Arbery's murder, she wasn't surprised.
This is a pattern in our country. I wish I could remember the names of every black person that was murdered unjustly in our country, but you know, one that comes to mind is Trayvon Martin. There's so many names, and these are just the names that have been elevated to a national scale. There's, I'm sure, a lot more that we don't even know about.
People are running and walking all week to honor Ahmaud Arbery. And what activists did before that has made a difference, Stewart says.
Two of his killers have been arrested, and that's due to public outcry. So I have to remain hopeful.
But, Stewart says, that the suspects have been charged and arrested is just one step on a long and arduous road to addressing America's legacy of racial violence. I'm Robin Vincent, KHOL News.